It's great to be here this morning. I appreciate the remarks. Our legislative leadership and all of the legislators I see out here this morning, this is an exciting opportunity to be able to stand and talk about Utah and the economy in Utah. And I get to do that just about every day. What a privilege it is. You know, I could be the economic development director for some of the other states that don't have good news, but it's all good news in Utah right now in terms of the economy. As you know, practically every week we get some other accolade coming our way. They come and they are across the board in all types of things. I think the most impressive accolade we've received was from the U.S. Chamber. They have what's called the Enterprising States Award. They evaluate each state in six different categories, and Utah was the only state that was ranked in the top. In the top 10 in all six categories. And this year we were ranked in the top five in five of the six categories, and we were sixth in the other category. And they told me that never before have they had a state that ranked in the top 10 in all six categories. The impressive thing is Utah's not done it once, but we've done it 2 years in a row. So we're the only state ever to do it, and we've done it twice in a row. So that shows you the strength of our economy right now. We have some wonderful things happening here in the state, and a lot of it, I want to say, is because of people in this room who have really worked hard to create the type of environment here with taxes, with just the climate for business. And we are fortunate. I was talking to a business leader the other day, and they made the comment that in Utah, capitalism is not a dirty word. And in some states where this person was doing business, it was difficult because capitalism and the idea of enterprise is viewed negatively. And in Utah, it isn't. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing so well. You can see our economic outlook, number one in the nation since 2008. That's consistency for you, and that's what we're achieving here in the state right now, and why our outlook is so good. Our job growth, more than two times the national average. We have wonderful entrepreneurship, and when we talk about Silicon Slopes and the IT sector, it's a lot about entrepreneurship. As you drive over the point of the mountain, and you pass Lehigh, and you see those great big buildings that are going up and all those companies, many of those companies at one time were two college students in somebody's basement trying to make a go of a business. And it's grown from that type of an experience to where they're now huge companies that have been bought out. You've got Adobe that once upon a time was Josh James and John Pastana in a BYU class talking about creating a business. And you've got Exactware right next to it that was Jim Loveland in his family basement starting a little business. And now it employs hundreds of employees in this beautiful building up there. That's the entrepreneurial spirit that we have in Utah that's done so well. We have, this is an interesting thing about entrepreneurship in Utah. In 2012, 23% of all employed Utahns were self-employed. Think about that. One out of four Utahns were self-employed. That is that we're working. That's an impressive number. And it does show that we are a uniquely entrepreneurial state. We have a lot of things going on. People are not necessarily afraid to branch out and start their business. Again, I've lived here most of my life, but as I talk to other people from other areas, that's not a common thing to have that type of entrepreneurship and willingness to get out and start businesses. One of the reasons that Utah and our IT sector has started to do so well is because venture capitalists have discovered Utah. It used to be businesses had a really hard time here attracting capital from outside the state. And recently, we have become a very well-known entity, and we have venture capitalists from all over the world coming here. We had Mr. Kaching, I think is his name, from China, who's one of the richest men in the world, sent a team over to meet with us and with many business leaders. But this team came to meet with us, and they said, he wants us to come to Utah and find some businesses to purchase. And we said, what size, big, small, what are you looking for? And they said, anything. We're just looking for good businesses to purchase. And he had seen all these accolades and heard so much about Utah that he sent this team here to invest in Utah businesses. And so, you know, you can see the impressive results the last year. You have $51.3 million per deal in the Provo-Orem area. Salt Lake-Ogden was $17.2 million per deal. And then you can compare that with what was happening in Silicon Valley. Now, they get a lot more deals, but our deals were much bigger. And we have some very impressive companies that are taking advantage of this. You've probably heard the term unicorns. Unicorns are billion-dollar valued companies. And now we have these companies right here that have been the recipients of a lot of venture capital. The most recent was Domo. They got a $200 million infusion of venture capital recently and $125 million. They've got all of these companies up here are valued at around $1 billion or more. And so exciting things are happening. A lot of those happen to be Utah Valley companies. You've got Pluralsight up in northern Utah that's doing really well. And Meritz, that was an interesting situation where Corinne Clark came in at Allegiance, and they were a smaller company, and they went out and acquired a bigger company, and they're bringing the headquarters back to Utah. So we've got a great system right now here in Utah. In our IT industry, we're growing, but we also have some challenges in the industry. And the challenges I'll talk about in just a minute. But in GoEd, you know, our vision is to have Utah lead the nation as the best performing economy, and will be recognized as the premier global business environment. You know what? When that mission statement was created a number of years ago, it was a little bit aspirational. It's no longer aspirational. We're there. We are the premier global business environment. And then we also deal with tourism, so we talk about a tourist destination. You'll be interested, as Taxpayers Association, the tourism industry generates $7.5 billion of revenue to the state, which brings in over $1 billion of state and local taxes. So $1 billion comes back into our tax coffers as a result of our tourism, which is, when you think about, we have, what, a $14 billion budget? That's a big percentage of what we have here in the state. So be kind to your tourists when you see them. Give them a hug, tell them thanks, and then tell them to go home after they spend all their money and educate their kids wherever they live, right? Our mission at GoEd is to enhance quality of life by increasing Utah's revenue base and improving employment opportunities. We want to have more money come into our tax coffers, and we want to have better jobs for our population. That's what GoEd is all about. We have probably our sexiest program is called the EdTIF program. It's a post-performance tax rebate, if you will. Since 2006, when the legislature incorporated this, and at that time, in 2006, when this program was instituted, unemployment was under 3%. It was actually lower than it is today when this program was instituted. But we've basically incentivized 140 companies, brought in about 12,763 jobs, with actual new net state revenue of $128.6 million. And projected capital expenditures of $11.6 billion. So this is one of the reasons that our state has always been rated so highly. It's a great program, and I tip my hat to you legislators who instituted this. It's post-performance. We don't go writing checks for people to come here. We tell them, if you earn it, we'll give you a little bit of the tax that you're paying back. If you promise to do all of the things that you've said you're going to do. And it's really been beneficial. The taxpayers haven't been put at risk because we've written a check to a company that then goes out of business in 2 years, which has happened in many states. And they've been left holding the bag for $20 million, $25 million or something. We have a program. This last year, the legislature made some changes to a program called the TCIP. It's technology commercialization, and the legislature gave us some money to put to help some of these businesses that are just getting ready to make a jump into commercialization. It used to be strictly for businesses at universities. Last year, for the first time, any small business in the technology field could apply. And so we've got several high-tech companies that have applied for this. Yesterday, and you may have seen on the news, they had some stories about this. Yesterday, these companies all came and made presentations and talked about what they were doing and how their businesses were progressing. And it's a great program for these businesses that are just trying to make that jump across that chasm that's so hard to get across that they need to get from the idea to market. So we had 15 small businesses and 4 university programs this year that were funded, and the legislature this year put an extra $1 million into that program, so it's going to ratchet up a little bit this next year. So our big problem right now, if we want Silicon Slopes to continue to prosper, as well as all of our industries in the state, the big challenge with the growing economy and a 3.4% unemployment, it's workforce development. Our companies are all clamoring for more workers, more qualified workers, especially in the IT sector. So what are we going to try to do about it? Well, we're going to try to have more incumbent worker training, train people with additional skills that will allow them to take some of these jobs that are going unfilled, literally thousands of them here in the state. And then we have to recruit true talent here to Utah. I had lunch yesterday with someone who was bemoaning the fact that I guess he works very closely with one of the IT companies in Utah Valley. And he said they just opened a new office in Seattle, and they're going to probably hire about 100 people up there because they can't hire people here in Utah. And not only that, he said, we have a hard time recruiting talent to come to Utah. And there are some challenges that we face that we've got to deal with. But this company, he said, they're going to add 100 jobs in Seattle and probably grow it from there. He said they would much prefer to keep those jobs in Utah, but they just can't find the workers. And that's what's happening, not just the IT sector, but a lot of industries. Where we really have to work is in our education with our 650,000-strong pipeline of students. We've got to get those people trained and prepared for these jobs that are good jobs, that are high-paying jobs, but require certain skills. And so that's a challenge for our legislature and others, and we're working. We're doing some really interesting things. Right now we have a new program that I think is going to be really innovative and will set a standard, I think, across the country for how to do this. With some of our aerospace manufacturing companies, advanced material manufacturing companies, Boeing, ATK, and others. There'll be a press conference later this year to announce this program, but it involves K-12, it involves the ATCs, it involves higher ed, and it involves industry, all working together to prepare the workforce for the future. And so I'm very excited about that possibility. We have great collaboration in Utah. Again, this is something I hear from other people in other states that come here. They say one of the keys about Utah is that you people work together. I've not been anywhere else again. I haven't worked in Colorado or somewhere else, but they said in Utah, you people actually work together. When the Boeing people came and talked to us about this program that I was just mentioning, they were shocked that we could get so many people together in a room and start working on this program almost overnight. It was very refreshing and surprising to them, but it's the way we do it in Utah. You can see all of these great programs that we work with at at GOED. So we in GOED again try to convene when we have an opportunity. I know I've worked with Senator Adams and Senator Stevenson up in northern Utah with Hill Air Force Base, trying to get people together to talk about how we can maximize that asset in our state, how we can find more jobs for our community that associate with Hill. We're trying to do that all over the state with various entities, get people together. The governor's seal, one thing it can do is get people together to talk about issues, problems, and try to make things better. And so that's what we're trying to capitalize on, and that's a role that we can play and hopefully play it well. So, we in GOED and in Utah have a lot of exciting things happening. I wish you could see some of the great businesses that we currently have on the hook that we're looking at. Just this last week, or 2 weeks ago, they all just fly by now. I can't keep track of time. But we announced the expansion of Procter & Gamble in northern Utah. Procter & Gamble built the first plant it had built in the United States in almost 40 years up in by Tremonton a number of years ago, and they just announced another $400 million capital expenditure to expand that plant and bring in several hundred jobs. It'd be a huge boost to the economy up in northern Utah and to the state. And then the same GOED meeting, we announced that EMC, which is a company that many of us have never heard about but we all utilize every day, they service 95% of the Fortune 500 companies. They're adding 700 jobs here in South Salt Lake. It's an IT-type company, but another 700 jobs here and a $62 million capital investment here in the state. So these type of things are going on all the time, and it's an exciting time to be here. I believe the governor when he says that if you really want to solve problems, then make the economy work. If we have our economy strong, it helps put money to pay for education, to pay for infrastructure, to pay for all of these things. And again, I appreciate you legislators and others who are here, you policymakers, as well as the private sector, for keeping this environment so business friendly. Thank you very much for your time this morning.